dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
One of my questions to you is, the level of the failure seems unfathomable. The internal policies that weren't adhered to, the failure to mitigate very obvious risks, it speaks to a culture that, lack of attention to details, lack of sense of urgency, complacency. I mean, these are leadership, these are command climate issues. What is the command climate of the Secret Service? That's the thing that concerns me the most. When I reported to the 160th Special Operations Aviation Regiment commander to be their doctor, right? At that point in my life, I was 38 years old. I had graduated from West Point Ranger School, commanded in the 82nd Airborne Division, an infantry company. I had a master's in systems information. I had a medical degree, top of my med school class, and I wondered if I was good enough to be on that team. That's what I'm talking about, elite culture, where everybody comes to work every friggin' day saying, I will do everything I can to make sure I don't fail. And I'll tell you, going to war, I didn't give a shit if I died. What I didn't want to do was fail. But your guys showed up that day and didn't give a shit. There was apathy and complacency, period. And that's your mission now. I appreciate all the...
So that was Mark Green. He's a representative, Republican representative from Tennessee's 7th District in the Trump Assassination Investigation Task Force. They had their final meeting last week in Congress, and a very, very interesting hearing. Lots of stuff. And that culture of excellence versus a culture of complacency was a very relevant thing to be asking about, because the across-the-board evidence indicated that it was dominated by not the culture of excellence, the zero-fail mission kind of core concept that the Secret Service has always been predicated upon, but that it was, in fact, a culture of complacency, don't ask questions, don't raise objections, don't really do your best. And now, I went to the RNC and the DNC, and it was after the event, right? Pretty poignantly, right after the event. I didn't see that, and I think that a lot of the agents on the ground, but, if you have good people, good sort of foot soldiers, in a bad culture, you will get bad results because their goodness gets stifled by the bad culture all around them.
I appreciate all the systems and the technology that everybody else has asked about, but this is a leadership issue. This is a command climate issue, a culture issue. Can you make a few comments about what you're doing to fix the command climate at the Secret Service?
Yes, sir. So we are reorganizing and reimagining this organization. That includes making sure that we are developing a leadership development program.
Now, he gave more of an answer than that, but I just cringe when I hear people say reimagining. It just sounds so fluff. It sounds like corporate Diplo Dilbert mission statement speak, you need to give a, but he did actually throughout the course of this meeting. I thought he gave pretty good answers. As far as the question of whether he's responsible for the failure since he was the second in command, I don't have an answer for that question. I don't know enough. I'm certainly not in a position to know. But I do really like what the work that was done by this particular group, by, the Crow was the Democrat and Kelly was the Republican, Mike Kelly and Jason Crow. I think this was a well-conducted task force. I thought they learned a lot. I thought the report that came out was good. And the things that they've recommended are all on point. Can the Secret Service really reform? Well, they're in the process. Time will tell. And unfortunately, the way we're going to know if it didn't happen is something bad. I mean, it's like the old thing I always tell people about, like tech and audio and lighting, is you only notice when they mess up. If you don't think about them, they're doing the job perfectly. Same for the Secret Service, right? It's only when they mess up that you really notice. So one of the things, I have a lot of thoughts about like my industry, news, and a lot of thoughts about how people do it badly. One of the things that irritates me the most is that, this is a 2-hour hearing. And yes, I listen to it all because that's what I do. And there's a lot of good information in there. A lot of good stuff. A lot of unsatisfying stuff, too, frankly. But still, you know, a lot of good stuff was in there. And yet, what was the news out of this hearing? Do you remember? It was last week. What was the news out of this hearing? The news out of this hearing was the yelling match between Representative Fallon, Pat Fallon of Texas, and Ronald Rowe. And I'm not going to play it because, I mean, I'm going to play a little bit just so you remember this is what it sounded like. This is, if you were listening to the news last week, what you learned about the task force was...
actually responded to Ground Zero. I was there going through the ashes of the World Trade Center. Mm-hmm. I was there at Fresh Kills.
I'm not asking you that. I'm asking
there,
you,
Congressman.
You were the same. Were
I
you
was
the
there.
Okay, and this goes on for like a minute. Who cares? It wasn't interesting. It wasn't informative. It was one blowhard provoking a law enforcement blowhard to blow back at each other. So, come on, people, do better. Well, that's interesting. No, it's stupid. Is the hearing generating useful information and guidance so the American people can know whether their president is going to be protected or not? That's what's the news. But instead, we play the bicker fest.
Purposes of that not. I'm invoking this.
Okay, so that's just my, like, my people need to do better. That's why I'm trying to take you through the substance of the stuff, because the substance of the stuff was actually very interesting. And as is often the case, a guy who's a representative, who's a Democrat, who I really like a lot, Jared Moskowitz from Florida, the former emergency manager for the entire state of Florida, might have had some of the best comments and questions of all. We'll get to that in just a second. John has traffic on the fives. John?
If you're traveling I-110 northbound between Brent and Airport, there's a one-car accident. It has moved off the side of the road. First responders are on the scene, but I'm starting to see some delays there. Also, I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29. Expect about a five-minute congestion delay associated with that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. So Jared Moskowitz, as I said before, I thought was had some of the best sort of summary, how do we fix it, observations, and I'm going to let him talk a little bit here.
Procurement. I want to talk about procurement because it's something that most people don't think about and it's not sexy, and I did tons of procurement when I was the emergency management director. One of the reasons why we have this problem, and it's not just at the federal level, I saw it at the shooting in Marjorie Stoneman Douglas at my high school between the city police versus the county, the sheriff's office, is everyone's doing their own procurement. Every city, every county, every state, every federal agency, every sector is doing different procurement. And you're all hiring different companies with different systems and no one talks to each other. Computer systems, radio systems, whatever it is. And we're not gonna fix this problem until we figure out how to do more of a comprehensive procurement for multiple agencies to get them on the same system.
Why is it hard to create a Blue Force tracker across multiple agencies, multiple law enforcement agencies using various technologies that they've each picked for their own agency? Why would that be hard? You know? Why does everybody in the military, generally, carry the same weapon? Because interchangeable ammunition, right? I mean, you get the principle. When everybody's doing their own thing for comms and tracking, and it makes sense that it would not be well integratable, right? So that's a problem.
But I want to talk about page 7 of the report. There's a line in there, and I'm not going to ask you to comment because I know what the answer will be. I've been through this. Page 7 of the report says, Congress must consider whether the Secret Service investigative obligations can effectively coexist with its primary protective mission and whether the agency's investigative functions should remain within the Department of Homeland Security, YHTSE. And I will tell you that Homeland Security was the right to create it. Senator Lieberman was right. It has a core function, it should exist. We need to foster communication between our agencies, but I would surmise that the Department of Homeland Security has become too big. It can't function. It's 22 agencies, and it's just gigantic.
Listen, Jared Moskowitz is the kind of guy that if he says we should do something, we should do it. He's the kind of guy that sees how to solve problems, knows what structure should look like, comes in from the outside with that kind of analytical brain that's not already taken in the culture and accepted it as normal. If he says do it, do it. And it's on the report, okay? So this is one of those keys.
Every director, administrator of FEMA that I've talked to, when they were in the agency, wouldn't tell me that. But as soon as they left, they would say, we can't make the changes that we know we need to make within FEMA because we can't get it done within Homeland. And so I'm going to be filing a bill the first day of next Congress to remove FEMA and Secret Service from Homeland Security and make them direct reports to the White House. I think the changes you want to make, I think you'll be able to make them quicker if you're not within Homeland.
And it seems so obvious. Of course FEMA and Secret Service should report directly to the White House. Of course they should. We expect the president to be able to answer questions about and be in charge of those things. Why wouldn't they be direct reports to the White House?
And so if we really want to talk about having our agencies respond faster, having our agencies fix these problems that didn't just exist on July 3rd, probably existed a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 5 years ago, we have to be serious about breaking up Homeland Security. We have to realize that a 22-agency department cannot function efficiently.
And the problem is, are you going to get people who are going to publicly acknowledge it?
Right. But I think you got to get outside of Homeland. I do. And I'm not going to ask you to comment on that, because trust me, I've had 100 conversations, and when they're in public, they're very different than when they are in private. Everyone knows that Homeland is not working in its current condition. But you know what happens? Everyone wants to protect their sacred cow. Your staff on the Homeland Security Committee, right? They won't let it happen. Homeland doesn't want to let it happen because they'll want more. 22, they'll take 30, right? I mean, it's just the way it's working.
Every government agency wants to grow, and that's the problem. It's Congress has got to be there as oversight to say, you shouldn't grow, and probably you should be split up. You should divest because what you're doing right now isn't really working effectively. So I appreciate that. Like I said, it was a good task force. The least useful moments of that whole meeting were the yelling and screaming at each other that got aired on all the, you know, radio and TV. And it's just, like I said, it's just embarrassing that people don't do a better job of digesting the news and giving it to you, the American people. How does it help you to hear them yelling at each other? How does it help you understand anything that happened on that day in Butler, or might happen again in the future, right? I mean, it just doesn't. And by the way, I thought Face the Nation actually did a really good follow-up interview with both Crow, mostly Crow did most of the talking. That's the Democrat on the committee, Jason Crow. But one of the key takeaways from that interview, and I don't have time probably to play that right now, but one of the key takeaways from that interview is that the Department of Justice is and the FBI are not sharing everything they know about these two would-be assailants. Actual assailants, I suppose, you know, in one case. And that's concerning because and they don't have to share it with me, but share it with Congress, who gets classified briefings all the time about all kinds of things. How can they possibly do oversight if the FBI is saying, well, we can't share all the stuff that we know about these guys with you? What? And that's really bad. But guess what? We're going to get a new FBI director. I mean, you know, Christopher Wray is leaving. And maybe an outside reformer might bring, I don't know, more accountability, transparency, cooperation in. You know, maybe he'll burn it to the ground. I don't know. But there's hope and fear. Change is change. It can go either way. I'm Andrew McKay.
Discouraged, defeated, disappointed, you're listening to Strength for Life.
Hey, this is Pastor James Johnson with Strength for Life. I want you to know that there are resources available on our website that are specifically designed to strengthen you in your walk with God. Maybe you're feeling weak in your prayer life because of unanswered prayer. I wrote a little booklet entitled When God Says No, which will strengthen you in how to deal with those times in your life when it seems that God is silent. Maybe you're struggling because someone you love is away from the Lord. They're wayward and your heart is broken. On our website, you'll find a booklet entitled Ministry to the Wayward, and it will strengthen you in knowing exactly how to help that person who is in a prodigal situation. You can find these strengthening resources and much more at our website, which is www.strengthforlife.church. Check it out today.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech of Professional Air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him today at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Sarah, it's been ages. How are things?
Hey, Lisa. Things are okay, I guess. Things with Mark haven't felt the same lately.
Oh, Sarah, that is so common. It could just be ED or low testosterone.
Really? I didn't even think about that. I was blaming myself.
Yeah, Jim had ED and low T. I thought I was doing something wrong, but it's just a medical condition. Now he's passionate about his job again, lost a little weight, and even put on some muscle since he went to Wave Men's Health. They specialize in ED and low T treatments, and you should see the way he looks at me now.
Wave Men's Health delivers powerful, personalized treatments to reignite the passion in your relationship, even if other pills and treatments haven't done the job. Don't let ED or low T put a damper on what should be the best time of the year.
I forgot how we used to feel. I got my husband back.
Dial 850-266-7020 or visit WaveMensHealth.com today and rekindle the magic, because you both deserve to feel the joy this season brings. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out this morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Tucker, I'm your mother. Mothers don't lie to their sons. Now go wash your hands, or Santa's not going to bring you anything for Christmas.
I've heard there was a secret chord that David played, and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing, hallelujah.
Chilled all over.
Man, that is amazing.
That's Pentatonix doing the Jeff classic, hallelujah. So, yeah, wow. No, it's amazing. 728 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. John's got traffic for you. John?
If you're traveling I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, expect about a 10 to 15-minute congestion delay there as traffic is backed up past the Pine Forest exit. So just be aware of that. Other than that, traffic is rolling smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you need to buy that next vehicle and you're trying to decide where to go, I recommend Frontier Motors, a great source of good quality used vehicles. You know, 1, 2, 3, maybe 4 years old with, you know, 10 to maybe 40 or 50,000 miles, depending on the age. Cars that are only A's, they only sell A cars, cars you can count on because they're going to warranty that car 10 years or 100,000 miles. So they're not going to sell you something that you can't count on. That's what they sell, is cars you can count on. That's part of the advantage of going to them. But also, if you go there and you look and you find, you know, like something that's close, but it's not exactly what you want, either the color or the trim package, you know, is not quite right. Or, you know, maybe you want to spend a little bit less and you're willing to take higher mileage, or you're willing to spend a little bit more and you want lower mileage, they can go looking for you. They go buy cars all the time. They go to auctions all the time. They acquire cars all the time from people who sell them, like you might sell a car. You know, they get cars all the time. So send them looking. You know, they can do that. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, firefighters are still battling that wildfire in California. They say it's raging out of control. The Franklin Fire now has burned more than 4,000 acres near Malibu. The Pentagon pushing back on claims by a Republican congressman that mysterious drone spotted in New Jersey could be from Iran. Jeff Van Drew said Wednesday that the drones should be shot down and said that evidence suggests the drones could be the work of foreign adversaries, specifically Iran.
You know how I know that UAPs aren't actually aliens?
How's that?
You ready for this? I have a theory.
Okay.
If you were an alien with massively advanced technology coming to Earth to look around, would you let us see you look like a UFO? No, you'd put on lights and look like a drone. Which
sounds
means
legit. Yeah.
The ones that are, you know, this is my theory, is the ones that we're seeing, they must not be aliens because they look like aliens. And if the aliens are really the aliens make sure that they don't look like aliens. Is that logical?
Fox News, I'm CJ Pop. An American held in Syria, Travis Timmerman, now free.
He's free again after being locked up for 7 months. Timmerman explained how two men armed with AK-47s broke his prison door down with a hammer. The overthrow of Assad has seen thousands of people released from Syria's notorious prisons.
Fox's Jonathan Savage reporting Timmerman admits he walked across the border into the country illegally. More pardons from President Biden.
It's the biggest act of clemency in one day for a president, as President Biden pardons 39 people convicted of nonviolent crimes and commutes the sentences of roughly 1,500 others.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz, the president, taking heavy criticism from both sides of the aisle for pardoning his son, Hunter. President-elect Trump named the Time Person of the Year. He also won the honor in 2016. Plus, he rings the opening bell at the New York Stock Exchange this morning. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It is 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. We've got a bit of a chilly morning right now. It's 37 degrees in Pensacola. The Escambia County Board of Commissioners will be discussing three offers on the table for the OLF 8 property in Beulah today at their meeting. The biggest offer from Beulah Town Center LLC and Fred Hemmer. And they've been negotiating with the county for years now on that property.
We've been following intently, obviously, for the last 2 years. Spent quite a bit of time and money. Following it and looking at it and, reacting to a lot of the changes that the county has requested from time to time.
Hemmer talked with Pensacola's Morning News here in the last hour. Beulah Town Center has offered $42.5 million for the entire 530-acre property. There's also a few other offers on the table, $40 million from Tri-W Associates and $30 million from Ryan Bell and Beulah Ranch. All three developers will be speaking today at the Board of Commissioners Committee of the Whole meeting. Warrington Preparatory Academy is expanding next year.
Ninth grade right now, what we want to do is in ninth grade have about 125 to 150 students. This is a little different because for Warrington right now, we're zoned sixth through eighth grade. In ninth grade, it'll be total choice.
That is Charter Schools USA Superintendent Dr. Eddie Ruiz, and he says parents for ninth grade students will have to apply if their kids want to attend the school. Applications do open next month. Eventually, Warrington will offer classes all the way through 12th grade. The school's planning to launch a few new workforce readiness programs with next school year. That includes digital design and entrepreneurship classes. Students will be able to design and create products and run a school store, and they're also launching programs in AI, cybersecurity, and even video game animation and design. A motorcyclist is in critical condition. This is after a crash yesterday on West Michigan Avenue. It happened near the intersection with Memphis Avenue. FHP says the rider was riding at a high rate of speed, passing other vehicles unsafely, and then a Pensacola man pulled out of a convenience store parking lot. Troopers say he couldn't see the motorcyclist because of their speed. The rider was taken to the hospital in critical condition. The driver of the SUV was not hurt in that crash. Pensacola and Perdido Bay estuary programs have now earned a national designation. The administrator with the EPA is formally enrolling the Pensacola and Perdido Bay's estuary programs into the National Estuary Program. It's being designated as estuaries of national significance. This comes on the heels of the U.S. House of Representatives passing the Pensacola and Perdido Bay's Estuary of National Significance Act earlier this week. Well, Matt Gaetz is moving on to a new career next month. He starts a talk show on One America News Network. But he is still watching the race for his now vacant congressional seat. He posted a message on X this week. He says there's a lot of talent up for the job. Particularly, though, he's watching Jimmy Patronis, who resigned as the state CFO to run for the seat.
It is significant that someone wants to serve you so much that they would resign a statewide elected position. I don't know that that's ever happened. I don't know that anyone has ever done that to pursue a seat in Congress. And I think it says something about Florida One and how amazing you are.
Gates posting that message on his social media this week. In addition to Patronis, 9 other Republicans, 1 Democrat, and 4 write-in candidates have qualified for the election. 735 at News Radio. John's got our traffic on the fives.
No accidents to report to you right now, but if you're in the Midway and trying to get on the Garcelon Point Bridge, you're going to see some delays there. Also, I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29 through that construction zone, we're seeing traffic backed up due to congestion there. So expect a 15 to 20 minute delay through that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We are going to be seeing a nice chilly day today, starting off in the 30s. Highs today near 56 degrees, plenty of sunshine. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 42 degrees. For Friday, mostly sunny skies, high near 61. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 52 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now, it is brisk. 39 degrees in Pensacola, 35 in Milton, 39 in Gulf Breeze. Your next news at 8. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Scorto with Your Money Now. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau has announced the final version of a ruling limiting banks' ability to charge overdraft fees. It says the rule will save American consumers $5 billion annually. The regulator says that banks could opt to charge $5 for overdrafts or limit the fee to an amount that covers the lender's cost or charge any fee while disclosing the interest rate of the loan. Alphabet and Tesla reach fresh records, joining Amazon and Meta to push NASDAQ past 20,000. Tesla topped its 2021 peak yesterday, and Alphabet hit a record for the first time since July. Shares of Adobe fell nearly 10% in pre-market trading today after a downbeat full-year revenue forecast led to concerns that returns from AI investments into its software applications might take longer than expected. Futures are slightly down. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials fell 99, the NASDAQ was up 347, and the S&P 500 was up 49. That's your money now.
If a new Volkswagen is on your holiday wish list, there's no better time than now to sign and drive a new VW home for the holidays. Yep, the Sign and Drive event at Peakmore Imports offers you the 2025 Atlas and 2025 Atlas Cross Sport, both available for a 36-month lease with zero down payment, zero due at signing, and zero first-month payment. It's as easy as signing your name and making room under your tree or your driveway. Plus, the 2024 Tiguan and Taos crossovers are also available to sign and drive home for the holidays. And the 2024 VW Jetta SEL is now discounted a full $3,000, bringing its sale price to a low $28,450. The holidays are here, and the Peakmore Imports family wishes you and yours a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Sign and Drive is for a 36-month lease for qualified customers through PCI. Excludes tax, title, license options, and dealer fee. No security deposit. Example lease for a 2024 Tiguan S is $379 a month for 36 months. Discounts on Jetta before tax, title, and associated dealer fees. Offers valid to January 2nd, 2025.
Join Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola tomorrow at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons will be here to answer your questions about the many benefits of acupuncture. If you suffer from chronic back pain, neuropathy, or joint pain, or even stress and anxiety, this is a show you will not want to miss. That is tomorrow at 9:30 with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
May your Christmas be filled with joy, love, and laughter. This is Todd with Frontier Motors wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
This is Mars Shandy with Burns Estate Planning and wishing you guys a safe holiday season. Remember, please don't text and drive.
This is Kaylee from Wave Men's Health wishing you a wonderful Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hi, this is Kimberly Blair with Florida Power and Light in Pensacola. We want to wish you a joyful and magical Christmas filled with love, laughter, and cherished moments.
Next time on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Afternoons are better on News Radio 92.3. Top trending stories, financial news, sports, flight information, interviews, traffic, and the most accurate five-day forecast. This is Chris Bryant along with Austin Price. It's Pensacola Right Now. Happens just after 4 on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Weekdays 4 till 7 on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Morning, 7:40 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Every Thursday at this time, we connect with Mike Wood, the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, welcome back, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, so yesterday we got the note that all of a sudden, all of the railroad crossings in Pensacola weren't working. Apparently, it was a power issue. So what happened and where are we at now?
Well, I'm not sure what caused the power failure in the downtown area, but something did. And when it did, the gate crossings at the railroad crossings, the gates went down. I don't know, and this is something that somebody from the railroad would have to answer. I just don't know. But if this is a safety thing that happens when the power fails, the gates automatically go down, because if the power fails, the train's still going to come through. And you can imagine what could happen if the gates don't go down when they're supposed to because of power fails.
Right.
And a train comes through. So I'm not sure how that happened and if that's a safety issue or not with the gates going down on their own during a power failure. But that's what happened. It lasted almost 4 hours, and now everything is back to normal.
Well, I'm assuming that the danger then is that when people get stuck at the railroad crossing, they look both ways and take matters into their own hands, unfortunately. Is that right?
Yeah, sometimes they do that, but we had police officers and cadets at most of these intersections yesterday while this was going on, mitigating that. So we did have officers, because that is, again, it's a dangerous situation. We were in contact with the railroad about where trains were, and fortunately there were no further incidents.
And by mitigating, you mean you were letting people through when it was safe to let them through, or you were telling them do not go?
Both. It depended on the vehicle. It depended on the amount of traffic. But we were down there getting them through when we could, and a lot of big trucks with wide loads, heavy loads, were down there. We were having to reroute them so they could get to where they were going.
Oh, well, that's great. I mean, my first thought was, PPD's probably just down there making sure people don't cross. And I'm like, well, no, they could be down there facilitating, and it sounds like that's what you did. So that's actually good police work. So, well done. Red light cameras, January. I thought I heard DC say January. Is that right?
That's what we're hoping. We're waiting on electricity power to get to those cameras. And, that is the target date right now. But we're at the mercy of other people and, the weather, and the holidays. So we'll let you know just as soon as those are hooked up and ready to go. And we want to reiterate that this will be for the first month, whether it starts on January 1 or January 15, there will be a 30-day grace period in there where no citations will be issued, but they will be at no cost. And it's also important to know once 30 days later, once these tickets are issued, that they are civil citations. There are no points on your license. Your insurance will not go up because of it. It's a simple $158 fine. Unless that is not paid, then it becomes different. I mean, then we issue a citation. We issue a Florida citation, which does put points, which does affect your insurance. So the best thing to do is either pay it if you're going to pay it, or contest it if you're going to contest it before we have to issue a state citation.
Very good. You also had a DUI incident. Is that right?
That was early this morning. And, Andrew, every year we do a total blitz, not just me, but all law enforcement agencies, about drinking and driving in the holiday season. We don't want you to do it any time of year, but a lot of people tend to do it this time of year. And it happened last night. We had an individual that struck a tree on Scenic Highway or near Strong Street, where Cervantes turns into Scenic. The car flipped. There were two people inside that were trauma alerted to the hospital with serious injury. So, I don't know what else to do. Maybe we need to reflect the fire department and make a bulb red every time there's a DUI crash. I don't know what the answer is, but you know, you can bet the people involved in that crash wish that they had made another decision on how to get home last night. It's too late for them. But people that are listening right now that have never been involved in or had a DUI or been involved in a DUI crash, it's not too late for you. The important thing is to make a plan, take an Uber, take a cab, do anything but drive. And that way you don't become one of these people that are hurt or killed or arrested.
You know, it's an interesting idea, the you know, kind of the wreath concept. I'm not sure exactly what you would do to not just be, you know, derivative of what the fire department is doing, but it's an interesting idea to keep the community aware of and think of it as a community problem instead of an individual incident kind of problem. So I actually kind of like that. We're talking to Mike Wood, the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Hang on for just a second, Mike. We got John Pickens with Traffic on the Fives.
No accidents to report right now, but if you're traveling I-10 eastbound between, I would say, 9 Mile and Highway 29 through that major construction zone, experience about a 10 to 15 minute delay just due to congestion. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Mike Wood, PIO for the Pensacola Police Department. We always like to end with a kind of a cop myth or a did you know. Do you have one for me this week?
Sort of. I'm going to turn the tables on you today. I was asked a question. It was last week.
You're going to pull a Janice Gilley. Janice Gilley was the former county administrator. She would always ask me a question at the end of our interview, which I always thought was hilarious. Go ahead. All right.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what I'm about to do. So the question was, and let me tell you what the question was, and then I'm going to tell you the answer that I gave, and then you correct me. The question was, why does the news media concentrate so much on crime and horrible things? And my answer was, it's simply because that's how the human brain works. They want to see what's going on with other people's tragedies and when they're getting arrested and things like that, and that's how clicks and ratings is what drives the media. That's how things work. If you were to take a newspaper stand, and I'm dating myself when I say that, let's go to a website. If you go to a news media website and you had a story on there that about Michael Jordan's new puppy, and then right under that you had another story about Michael Jordan's new puppy being stolen during an armed home invasion at his house, which one do you think is going to get clicked on the most? That's why they do it. It's because people drive this. It's not the news media, it's people. Now, right or wrong?
Generally right. You get the leaders you deserve, and you get the stories you care about. Because for example, let's imagine, you know, two completely hypothetical news organizations. News organization one, Channel 14, okay? Channel 14 runs crime and drama, and Channel 18, let's call them PBS. No, but, you know, Channel 18 runs, like, informational, you know, whatever. But they don't do the crime and drama. Guess one, which isn't going to be in business for very long. Yeah, that's basically it. Now,
exactly.
Now, I think, okay, you know, Andrew McKay's own perspective is, you know me, I don't focus a lot on the lurid, the titillating, the, you know, I have you guys on to talk about these cases, and I have my news department, which is going to cover these stories, but you don't hear me talk a lot about those things because I actually think this is a problem with our news, is that we don't do enough real educating, real in-depth understanding of issues. You know, we do too much of the, well, it's what people want, instead of, well, what do people need? And, you know, it's a little bit too much of letting, this is going to sound like a terrible metaphor, but, you know, you don't let the six-year-old decide what the dinner menu is going to be. Sometimes you need to, you know, you need to have a healthy meal. And so it's not enough to say, well, this is what people want. But yes, it's what captivates people. And in a capitalist environment where you survive as a news industry based on how much money you can make through advertisers, which means, you know, eyeballs and ears, then, yeah, that's basically right. Ratings flow from that. And you either better do the information really well or you better give them the crime and drama. Right? That's the right answer. Yeah, because that's what people want. No, you're basically right.
Yeah, can you imagine a world without the news media? And they're out there. A main reason, or one of the reasons, is because to keep tabs on government. I mean, if you didn't have them looking out for you, looking out on what government's doing, and the police are a part of government, then who knows what could happen? So there's a legitimate reason. There is a need. You have to have them. And that's just all there is to it.
But if you just focus on the boring stuff, you know, even if it's good stuff,
exactly. Yeah.
People will not, they will not keep watching or they will not keep listening. That's exactly the problem. Mike Wood is public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. As always, Mike, thank you for the time. Thanks for the good perspective. Merry Christmas. And I will, I'll talk to you again, in a little while, but, as always, thank you so much for the time, sir.
Thank you, and I appreciate you letting me turn the tables this
time. No, I like it. That doesn't bother me at all. 749 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you need to get your import worked on, whether you've got a BMW, you've got a Mercedes, you've got a, I don't know, Volvo, an Audi, a Lexus, you might think you got to go to the dealership for those things. No, Bobby Likas takes care of those cars all the time. They work, I mean, they work on imports all the time. Now they work on domestics too, okay? We sometimes make it seem like all they do is imports. No, they work on all kinds of cars. But sometimes there's this kind of weird assumption that you got to go to the dealership to get something serviced, and that is A, not true by federal law, and B, you know, sometimes the mechanics at other places might actually know better because they work on more cars. I mean, you just never know, right? And saving money and saving the distance and saving the gas and all that. So Bobby Likas, kind of the philosophy there is they want to work on your car for the preventative stuff. They really love seeing you for the boring stuff, for the small stuff, for the routine, because that prevents the big thing. And if you only take your car in when there's a problem, Your problems are going to be inconvenient and more expensive. You take your car in for the routine stuff, you can often avert those big problems. And it's not like it's going to be free. It's not like it's going to be, you know, you're always going to avoid stuff, but you can find it early before it's a big catastrophe, and that can save you money and certainly inconvenience. Bobby Likas also works on fleets. So if you have, you know, one car at yours, that's fine. But if you have a company and you have a fleet, GSA Fleet, Merchants Fleet, Cox Automotive, Fleetio, Donlin, Enterprise Fleet Management, they work with all of those and they can work with yours as well. Bobby Likas Auto Service, two locations now, the classic location on Davis Highway and also on Highway 29, right across from the Walmart.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top of the line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hey, that'll work. Is there any Christmas music?
This is Christmas music.
It was December 24th on Holly Sabbath the dark, when I seen a man chilling with his dog at the park. I approached him very slowly with my heart full of fear. Looked at his dog, oh my God, a ill reindeer. I man, I was really good.
is a great example of a movie making a song famous that, had it not been for the movie, the vast majority of 80s kids would have never even known this song.
You're right. And, yeah, I mean, you're right.
And now we all love it because it's the Die Hard song.
Yes.
It's Argyle jamming in the limo. 7:54 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines this morning. David?
Four people were injured. Thousands had to be evacuated. This is after an underground fire caused a power failure in the New York subways yesterday. Officials say about 3,500 riders had to be evacuated from two trains in Brooklyn. The Billboard Music Awards are airing tonight. Zach Bryan, Taylor Swift, Morgan Wallen, Sabrina Carpenter have the most nominations. Performers at the event include Coldplay, Shaboozy, that's a fun name to say, and Linkin Park.
Say it again.
Shaboozy.
Right on.
Oh, and I had one more, I guess. President-elect Trump ringing the opening bell today at the New York Stock Exchange on Wall Street. That's something he's never done before, despite decades as a businessman in New York. So he will be ringing the opening bell today.
And Time's Man of the Year.
Well, that's true as well, yes.
It's kind of a twofer, right? He's although Time, I guess, has not officially confirmed that it's going to be him.
That announcement is Thursday.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
But no, it's today.
Or no,
it's,
yeah,
it's
later Thursday, today, man. Yeah. Today is Thursday.
That's right.
Goodness. What day is it? What month is it? What's going on here? Where am I?
You need more gin?
Maybe.
Okay. 7:55 on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens got traffic on the fives.
All right. No accidents to let you know about. But again, if you're traveling I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, expect about a 10-minute delay through that construction zone. Other than that, not seeing any other accidents to let you know about. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right, John. We're going to play your new favorite game.
Well, who are you?
The pundits like to slice and dice our country into red states and blue states. Red states for Republicans, blue states for Democrats.
Nice thing about you, Joe, is that you can sound like a liberal, but at heart you're an American.
Who filed it?
Who filed it? I tell you what the bill is, and then you tell me whether it's a Democrat or a Republican. Okay, you ready?
Ready.
Recreational customary use of beaches. This would get rid of the state's rules on the beach use in Walton County and theoretically make it so the public would have more access to their beaches or something along these lines. HB 6001, Republican or Democrat?
Oh, Democrat.
That's Republican. It's actually
really?
Joel Rudman. And this is another one of those like, oh, look at me. I'm running for Congress and I'm going to file a bill even though I'm not going to be in the House of Representatives any longer. Is it good policy or not? We could talk about that if you want. But it's not his district. Walton County is not even his district. I read the letter he posted online the other day about how I grew up going to Walton County beaches, and now they've got this customary use thing has gone away, and the state's intervened. District 5, Walton, is Shane Abbott. Like, why is he leaving the state house, filing a show bill to try to get publicity on the radio and the TV? Oh, wait, that's why. Over something that's not even his district. It's like, you know, you're seeing all this coverage of the gun bill he filed. Again, mm-hmm. it's dead. He's leaving unless somebody else co-sponsors it and picks it up. But I'm on a soapbox now, but it's like the thing where, Gene Valentino is getting coverage because he's signed this, term limits pledge. Are you going to be able to do that? The no income tax thing? These folks are getting advertising value for not paying for advertising. That's what this is. And I'm going to call it because it's just, don't treat me like I'm dumb. You're not going to do these things. These things aren't going to happen. This is what they call earned media. This is Trump's playbook, right? Y'all are trying to beat Trump. Trump didn't pick you. And I'm not saying that who he picked should be the thing, but, you know, if I see it, I'm going to call it. I feel like I'm the referee for this election. So I'm going to play referee for this election. All right, I got one more. You ready? Let's see. Sale or transfer of firearms to persons under 21 years of age, SB 94. This would allow somebody 18, 19, or 20 to buy or have transferred to them by a firearms dealer, currently only if you're a private individual. So 18, 19, 20-year-olds would be able to acquire firearms. Would that be a Republican or a Democrat?
Democrat.
Democrats want more guns?
Well, no, but okay. No, I get your point.
100% Republican.
I know.
And this is another show, Bill, although this one's by Randy Fine. Randy Fine is vacating his seat in order to run for the 6th District that's being vacated by Michael Waltz to run for NS to be the NSA director. So this one's also not going to happen. This is I like Randy Fine. He's a very capable legislator. He should probably be a congressman, but this is ridiculous. Local.